That's 1.5-year-old Angelo Wilson, who is crying along with other children crying in a ward at Al-Shaba Children's Hospital in Juba, where they are being treated for malnutrition. Angelo Maiwan Modok is Wilson's father. His severely malnourished toddler is here for treatment. Modok says some weeks ago, he had no hope of leaving the hospital with his child alive. The child fits through the nasal gastric tube when they first came to the facility. He says Wilson could not even open his eyes and he stayed on oxygen for 19 days.
Immediately when I came here, I was thinking that maybe I will not go back with my child, or my child may not get his strength back again to normal. And that's why I mentioned that without the doctors who are sitting around me here, my child would have not saved the life I have seen today.
After spending the last 27 days at the facility, the father of three now has hope that Wilson is recovering. Like Modok, other parents come to this facility with their children seeking treatment for malnutrition. Many look fragile and tired. Dr. Gawar Isaac Gell, a pediatrician at Al-Shaba Children's Hospital, is one of the health workers who receive malnutrition cases every day. He says the center recently has seen a rise in the number of malnourished children.
The main problem that why children are admitted with acute malnutrition is acute food shortage. And that's the main issue, that families are not able to provide enough nutritious feeds for their children. The other problem that we have seen is the family problems because of the stress that the families are going through. Mothers are stressed, fathers are stressed, and also they have issues. We have the economies down, we have the floods, we have the instability. These three things are preventing families to get to cultivate, because you know that most of our families are, so they are not cultivating.
Nurse Betty Achan works in the children's ward in Al-Shaba Hospital. She says many other malnourished children can't make it to the hospital.
Now we have 24 children. The number's coming down. They are there in the community, but they cannot reach here because of transport. They are there. And if a mother struggles to bring the child, the times they bring at night, the child don't survive. We try, they bring at the terminal stage. Others bring die at the spot at the hospital, others on the way.
Achan says the Children's Stabilization Center at Al-Shaba recorded a higher number of malnutrition cases between June and August compared to December.
This year in May, we had 134 children. The number was very high. You get in a family, almost two children are admitted at the same time, which is very abnormal. That tells us there's a problem at the social level or in the family level or in the community. Then in June, we had 102. The number was coming a bit down, but still it is high for nutrition. It is very high. Then July started coming down. This is when harvest started.
The UN says South Sudan faces the highest level of malnutrition among children on record, with 1.4 million children expected to suffer from acute malnutrition in 2022. That's a 30% increase in the number of children suffering from wasting compared to 2021. The U.S. aid assistance will be channeled through UNICEF, South Sudan, to provide over 350,000 cartons of food to treat over 350,000 children across South Sudan in 2022 and 2023. Catherine Crawford, the USAID South Sudan Mission Director, says the U.S. government will continue to support the response to malnutrition and ensure the well-being of children throughout South Sudan.
In addressing food insecurity and malnutrition in South Sudan remains critical. We are acutely aware of the importance of these kinds of supplies. We also recognize that in the long term, humanitarian assistance will not solve problems of conflict or displacement, but it does at this point remain vital in some areas, in some places, to keep civilians alive.
Hamada Lusaka, UNICEF's country representative for South Sudan, says cartons of therapeutic food will be dispatched throughout the country to more than 1,300 nutrition centers, where UNICEF and partners are screening children for malnutrition and providing therapeutic assistance to those in need.
UNICEF commits to continue with this work and to make sure that no child is left behind. Any child who dies from malnutrition is a crime for all of us.
Additional funding from USAID will benefit over 1 million fathers, mothers, and caregivers of children under the age of 24 months through maternal, infant, and young child nutrition counseling services, providing them with the knowledge and skills they need to prevent their children from becoming malnourished. For VOA News, I am Sheila Poni in Juba.